While everyone is busy yapping about two cronies abusing their power, everyone is ignoring a salient threat. Trump indicting Letitia James is a juicy case of revenge, but it's mere theater. It's just another one of those events that are used to keep the news cycle fresh every day and viewers titillated. It's a little nugget every day to distract you from paying attention to what's happening abroad and what will make its way into your pocket sooner rather than later. The United Kingdom just announced digital IDs. These won't be optional. Anyone wanting to work in the UK will need to have one. It won't be mandatory for people to carry their digital ID, nor will they be asked to produce it. For now. These new digital IDs are stored on an individual's phone. It will include a person's name, date of birth, nationality or residency status, and a photo. It may or may not include a person's address. That's one of many questions that's expected to be fleshed out during a 3-month consultation. Legislation is expected to be introduced to Parliament early next year. The goal is to have it implemented by the end of Parliament, or at the latest, by 2029. The government is saying the rollout would eventually make it simpler to apply for services like driving licenses, childcare, and welfare, in addition to streamlining access to tax records. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer of the Labour Party is championing these IDs. And he's doing the political magic trick, distracting voters from what is right with all the things that feel right. His first trick is convincing constituents that this digital ID will offer Brits, quote, countless benefits. For example, being able to prove your identity to access key services swiftly, rather than hunting around for an old utility bill. He also plays the blame game, pointing the finger at those pesky foreigners as a reason Brits need the IDs. He says, quote, "It is not compassionate left-wing politics to rely on labor that exploits foreign workers and undercuts fair wages." Prime Minister Sir Keir tries appealing to the everyday man as well, saying politicians need to, quote, "look ourselves in the mirror and recognize that we've allowed our parties to shy away from people's concerns." He also wants to reassure you that this is perfectly normal and already a part of life. Sir Keir has said the debate over digital IDs has, quote, "moved on in the last 20 years. As we all carry a lot more digital ID now than we did." UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer is pushing this digital ID under the guise of safety. That's right, he's using the fear of illegal immigration to scare Brits into accepting it. Saying, quote, "the simple fact is that every nation needs to have control over its borders. We need to know who is in our country." That whole secure the border theme seems to be used a lot by someone else we know. Perhaps President Trump will use his authority and his tough on the border appeal with MAGA to convince them to accept a digital ID. That's why it's important to remember Benjamin Franklin's quote that says, "those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." The Prime Minister's chief secretary has said, quote, "if we get this digital ID system working and the public being with us, that will be the bedrock of the modern state and will allow for really quite exciting public service reform in the future." Did you catch that? The bedrock of the modern state? And he's not wrong in one regard. The digital ID phenomenon isn't new and it isn't unique. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair tried to get compulsory digital IDs implemented more than 15 years ago, but the idea was scrapped by the Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition. And we all know how serious Tony Blair is about digital IDs of any form. He was the one hawking the idea that vaccine passports were needed to reopen society. Take a listen.
"When you start to reopen your borders again, you'll want to know the disease status of people coming into your country. Once vaccination really starts to be widespread, of course you're going to ask for proof of what the vaccination status is."
Now, this old idea of digital IDs isn't unique to just Britain or the UK. It has swept a large part of the world. Currently, more than a dozen countries have some form of digital ID, including Costa Rica, Canada, Denmark, Estonia, Ukraine, Switzerland, Spain, United Arab Emirates, India, China, Australia, South Korea, and Japan. And let's not forget about the European Union, which is currently building an open-source prototype for a digital wallet to be used by all of its 27 member states. This concept of a digital ID has not made its way to the United States yet, at least not at the national level, although we did come close there for just a second with those vaccine passports. Currently, more than a dozen states and Puerto Rico offer some form of a digital ID. Those states include Arizona, California, Colorado, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. These state digital IDs are commonly referred to as MDLs, or mobile driver's licenses. States like Colorado and Arizona have expansive digital ID setups. Coloradans can use it for age-restricted products, as well as credit unions, security firms, real estate companies, auto body shops, and healthcare organizations. 16 law enforcement agencies accept digital IDs in the state. In Arizona, digital IDs can be used with the TSA at more than 24 participating airports. Despite Prime Minister Sir Kerr and his Labor Party believing it has public support, more than 1 million people have signed a petition against the idea of a digital ID. A Reform UK spokesperson has called the government's plans a, quote, cynical ploy to fool voters that something is being done about illegal immigration. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.